Pig kidney transplants. It just got FDA approval, and so I want to understand this a little bit better, because when I first heard about this happening in the U.S., my immediately thought was, okay, I don't want to judge the situation, but I do want to understand it a little bit better. So joining us now is Dr. Glenn Morgan, Hartford Healthcare Chief of Surgical Transplantation at Hartford Hospital. And I'm very glad to have you here, Dr. Morgan, because as you can imagine, the average person heard pig kidney transplants and their eyes were rolling backwards. So thank you for being here. What can you tell me about this?
Hi, Melissa. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so first of all, to set the record straight, so there have only been a few experimental pig-to-human kidney transplants. So it is not an FDA-approved process. It is not the standard of care. It is still very, very experimental.
So the trials, right? The trials, yes, got so the, what, okay, yep.
Yes, so the FDA has approved a trial of human experimentation in a couple of places. That's all that's happening right now. So we're very, very early in this. This is something still years down the line. You know, the truth is this whole concept of animal organs into humans has been something that the transplant community has been excited about for decades and decades. And it's one of those things that we talk about and saying, geez, it's, you know, the research, the development, we're just around the corner. We're just around the corner. But unfortunately, we've been just around the corner for about 50 years.
Wow, really? So this has been in the works, you would say, for decades.
A long, long time.
Wow.
And we're getting closer. We're getting better, but it is still far from ready for prime time. But we're probably as close as we've ever been. And that's the whole, you know, with healthcare advancement and the advancement in the research opportunities and the technology, we're closer. There have been three recent cases done. Only one I would regard as a success. There was one in Boston where the patient died, and there was one in New York where the patient is alive, but the kidney was a failure. So we're still very early, but the FDA has seen enough optimistic results that they have authorized a few more, and I believe it's only six to be done in the next little while. I don't know exactly how much of a time frame they're given to do these next six experiments. But so they are experiments, just to be clear.
Okay. No, and Dr. Morgan, I appreciate the clarity. Also, I meant to mention that Dr. Morgan heads up the St. Vincent's Medical Center Transplant Clinic, so he understands this a lot. So how do you become one of the trial patients, Dr. Morgan? I would think, even though there's a lot of excitement around this, it's I don't know. It's a little scary. I don't know. Maybe I'm making a bigger deal out of this, but like, who signs up and says, "Yeah, me, I'd like to try this," you know?
Yeah. So you know, you're absolutely right, and no one really signs up for this. And the truth is, we still have, you know, about 30% of all the kidneys that are donated in this country are not used. So that's our first challenge: is those thousands and thousands of human kidneys to get them into the right recipient. So, you know, this is still our main problem, but on the next horizon. So the trials, unlike with cancer, where you can just go to your doctor and say, "Oh, hey, I'm interested in," this is not like that. These FDA approvals have been given to technology companies.
Okay.
And so the companies are partnering with university medical centers who have patients. And what they'll do is the universities and the technology companies will seek out appropriate recipients. Recipients will not approach them. So it's different than you may have heard in the past. So you can't sort of, you know, put up your hand. You will be sought out if it is thought that you may be appropriate. And the truth is, the only candidates for trials such as this will be those who, for some reason or another, or maybe many reasons, have been deemed unsuitable to receive a human kidney. And so that really is the crux of it. So it's going to be a very thoughtful process, you know, played out over probably at least the next year or two, as we hopefully see some optimistic results.
So, Dr. Morgan, another thing that I was curious about with the pig kidney transplants, why pigs, you know, over other animals? Like, I think to myself, when I heard about this, I thought, okay, fine. But, like, and I'm not certainly suggesting we trial other animals or anything like that. But to me, I would have thought more of, like, the ape monkey species over like a pig, because there's a relativity to humans and evolution and everything. So why pigs?
Yeah, so a couple of reasons. First, anatomically, they're fairly simple. I mean, kidneys do not vary a lot anatomically across species, especially in mammalian species like pigs. And so, yes, you could consider doing, but there is, primates. But the problem is that they are not readily available. It's not easy to breed them, to grow them, and pigs are a lot more available. It is easier to grow them. It is probably much less expensive, I imagine, for the companies that are doing this. So there's a number of advantages to why a pig kidney would be a reasonable alternative to a human kidney.
Okay. And Dr. Morgan, another thing I was curious about with this, you just mentioned before something really startling. What was that number you shared, that the kidneys that just transplant, or I guess kidneys for transplants that don't get used? What was that figure you just shared?
It's almost 30%. And let me clarify. That doesn't mean there's 30% of these ideal kidneys that we procure from donors and don't use. But there are a lot of kidneys of varying, there are a lot of donated kidneys that end up not being suitable for other reasons, whether it's pathology, when the biopsy of the kidney has come back, when the function of the kidney, the visualization of the kidney seen by the surgeon. So we still do procure a lot of kidneys that we don't use. And I suspect there's still a reasonable number of those that could be used. So that's our first sort of horizon for opportunity, is with the use of organs that we're currently discarding. And there's a big push across the United States in the transplant community to do this. The other big area is living donation. That is a wonderful opportunity, because those kidneys from living donors that have been evaluated and approved are wonderful. They are wonderful, and of course it does put a live donor at a small amount of risk, because there's no such thing as risk-free surgery, but it is the best option of all. The animal organ, like I say, is really still an experimental option. And I just want to say one thing, because I don't know if we're going to get to this. The reason we're even using animal organs, and the reason we now have these options, is because we have developed, or not we, but these companies that are working with the University of Medical Centers, have developed technology so they can genetically modify these pigs as they are born and bred to appear more human. So the animals themselves have been genetically modified so they have more human antigens. Genetically, they appear more human. And we're talking only a tiny, tiny percentage of all the genes in the human genome are altered. But even that tiny little bit has been enough to advance the science here.
Dr. Morgan, so glad to have you here and get your perspective on this. Again, Dr. Morgan is with Hartford Healthcare, Chief of Surgical Transplantation, if I could speak correctly, at Hartford Hospital. You said something there, though, Dr. Morgan, that there was no way I could have the interview there. So it sounds like in order to have, eventually pig kidney transplants be approved as like a regular medical procedure for humans across the country, we have to almost alter pigs a little bit. I would imagine animal activists hate that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Melissa. I don't know what the animal activist community is thinking about this. I can't imagine they're enthused, but
right?
I don't want to speak out of turn and get myself in trouble. And, the thing is, anything we do in this field, so transplantation of the kidney, for example, is 95% successful currently. So whatever we do with animals, we have to be at least that good, if not better. And that's really the challenge for the scientific community, to bring us up to that level. So there's a lot of work to do, but as I said before, we're closer. We're inching closer, and I think all of us would love the day when we could just, take a kidney off the shelf or something like that. But I don't know if that's certainly within my professional lifetime going to happen. I honestly don't know. It's been so close, so tantalizingly close, but we've just sort of missed the golden ring. We have to do this genetic modification so that these organs appear genetically to our immune system more like human organs. That's the only way to prevent, the profound rejection response that a human will initiate to receiving an animal organ.
So, it makes sense, right? I think the bigger, and I'd have to do, a deeper dive. I'm certainly not going to put this on you, Dr. Morgan, but I'd have to see what animal activists are saying about it. If it doesn't change the lifespan of a pig or anything like that, I don't know. I'd have to look at the specifics as to what altering, what that would mean for a pig. But like you're saying, if it essentially didn't do anything, it just kind of manipulates the way that their kidneys are used and could hopefully respond well to a human transplant or being put into a human, I should say, then, maybe it's not as big of a deal. But when you first said that, I thought to myself, what? Are people erupting over that? Because that's news to me. I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, I right now we're talking tiny, tiny numbers. I mean, There's only a couple of technology companies really working on this in an advanced mode. So we're really talking tiny numbers. So I would hope that that our society in general would get behind positive, thoughtful science and technology. So, we'll see. Hopefully we move forward in a really mindful, thoughtful, but, overwhelmingly positive way with all of this.
And I mean, you would understand this a lot better, Dr. Morgan, than certainly I would. But I believe I read some kind of a statistic recently, actually preparing for this chat with you, that in the U.S. it was more than a dozen people die every day waiting for an organ. Right. I mean, we do have an issue, obviously, of losing people unnecessarily because they wait for years and years and they're on these lists. And unfortunately, an organ doesn't become available to them in time, which is just devastating.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. There's over 100,000 people waiting for organs. About 90,000 of those are waiting for kidneys. And the real
it's a big deal.
Is the people. Yeah. And the real challenge is the people getting to us early enough, because the truth is as more kidneys have become available, the organ procurement organizations we work with have done a great job in the last few years in increasing the number of available organs. So we should be offering more transplants, which we are, but there's still a number of people waiting, and we need to get those people into the system as soon as possible, because the sooner you can get to a transplant center, get your name on a list, then we can move ahead, because waiting times have gotten shorter. We have done a better job in the last several years with this. But it's still not perfect. I wish we had organs falling from the sky or growing on trees, but we don't. And so we have to be resourceful and clever to figure this whole problem out.
So interesting. Dr. Morgan, I want to thank you so much for giving us this perspective, this insight, and better understanding, certainly, what the past has looked like trying to get pig kidney transplants to become a thing and where we're at today. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.